Good morning and welcome to Citizens Special Board of Governors meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 8 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available at our website. Chair Baruth, would you like for me to proceed with roll call?
Please, Barbara.
Chair Baruth.
Here.
Vice Chair Thomas.
Here.
Governor Becksmith.
Here.
Governor Butts.
Here.
Governor Knight.
Here.
Governor Lesnoff.
Here.
Governor Telemaco.
Here.
Chairman, Governors Hasner and Lydecker are unable to attend this morning, but you have a quorum.
Thank you, Barbara. I guess my report is simply to move on to Ms. Booten, who has two items, and we should get this meeting over rather quickly unless there's questions from the governing board, of course.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today to move these two important strategic initiatives forward. The first item is the Citizens Eligibility Reimagined action item. This action item requests approval to contract with Applied for an initiative, intuitive next generation Citizens Eligibility Reimagined platform. We use this platform to support our obligation for a clearinghouse program as required under Florida statutes. The platform will connect to private market carriers to obtain quotes for new and renewal policies and to determine if private market offers impact citizen eligibility for citizens. The previous platform was procured in 2013 and the contract expires in August. We are in the process of rolling out an interim solution until this product can be implemented. The contract includes a 5-year base term followed by 5 optional 1-year renewal periods. Approval is requested for the 5-year base term and the 5 1-year renewals for an amount not to exceed $35,720,892 for the life of the contract. This includes implementation services, product fees based upon number of users, professional services, and a contingency as described in the table in the executive summary on the top of the second page. This solicitation was heavily negotiated by a team of citizens professionals, including Carl Rockman, Stephen Guth, and Aditya Gavala. Numerous evaluators and SMEs throughout the company were involved in it. We had input from agents and carriers, and also Governor Telemaco was the board observer. I can go into any other level of detail or entertain any questions or move forward with the recommendation.
The board will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion.
Chairman, did you read the recommendation?
I didn't read it.
Chairman, we did not read the recommendation.
Read into the record, please, Ms. Booten.
Citizen staff recommends that the Board of Governors authorize the Citizens Eligibility Magic Contract of Applied Systems for a term of 5 years with 5 optional 1-year renewals for an amount not to exceed $35,728.92 as set forth in this action item and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Is there any nays? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. And we go on to 2B.
All right, the second action item is for Citizens Business Insurance Suite. A similar version of this action item was approved by the Information Systems Advisory Committee of the Board on June 27th. Since then, we have worked with Chairman Baruth and the vendor to make changes that ensure we have favorable contract terms, as well as an appropriate level of expenditure request, given that this contract is based upon direct written premium. Also, Governor Lesnoff provided valuable feedback, and as well as Governor Butts and Governor Becksmith. Thank you. This action item requests board approval to enter into a contract with Guidewire Software Inc. for a Citizens Business Insurance Suite. We currently use Guidewire on-prem software to provide the essential technologies and services that support Citizens Underwriting, Policy Services, Claims, and Billing Functions, as well as our customer portal. This action item requests board approval to enter into contract with Guidewire for their cloud-based insurance suite. In addition to these managed services that the vendor will provide in this model, other advantages of the platform include enhanced customer experience, faster time to market, advanced digital portals for both agents and policyholders, intelligent workflows, value add predictive and visualized risk data, improved and advanced reporting and dashboards, artificial intelligence baked into the workflows, and advanced DevOps capabilities. Guidewire was selected through an invitation to negotiate. The focus of the negotiation team was to identify the vendors that provide the best value to Citizens based upon product features and functionality, implementation services, ongoing operational technical services, contract terms and conditions, and total cost of ownership. On June 13th, the negotiation team recommended Guidewire for various reasons, including ability to extend and customize beyond the functionality of the base solution, which meets Citizens' business needs, a predictable implementation path with less potential disruption to our operation, a smooth transition for existing integration points, and Guidewire's knowledge of Citizens' unique business needs regarding depopulation efforts. Negotiation team also recommended a contingent award to Duck Creek and Cognizant in the event Citizens cannot finalize a contract with Guidewire, or if the contract is terminated for cause by Citizens. The contract will include software subscription, implementation services, and post-implementation professional services as needed for operational and technical assistance. The initial term of the contract is 10 years with the ability to terminate for convenience after order year 5 with proper notice. Citizen staff is requesting authority for an amount not to exceed $66,283,367 for the initial term of 10 years. The pricing model in Table 1 sets forth the projected spend for the 10-year initial term with Guidewire. The subscription service fee is based upon an assumption of decreasing direct written premium, which takes us approximately up to $5.1 billion in 2024 and then drops significantly in the following years. For order years 1 through 5, Citizens is responsible for the base fee and any additional costs, such as additional non-production environments, which totals $25.1 million. This contract is anticipated to offset other costs that would have been expended over the 10-year timeframe, ranging from $50 million to $80 million. We'll have more concrete numbers as we get through the discovery phase of the project. Authority for the 1-year optional renewals beyond the first 10 years are not included in this action item because it's just really hard to even predict the first 10 years, let alone the second 10 years. However, Citizens, we do have the obligation to renew the Guidewire contract, and we'll have the opportunity to renegotiate renewal pricing before that term commences. Citizens estimates an additional $4.6 million will be required for third-party implementation expenses, such as staff augmentation costs. Funding for these expenses would come through the IT action items that the board sees in probably September or probably December this year. If there's additional needs that we have to fill out and backfill for staff, that will be focused on this project. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Any of your members have any questions? Seeing none, I'd like to add some comment to this. I look at this as a 5-year contract, because at the end of 5 years, we can give notice if we're not satisfied with the services or the cost parameters, which I think have been heavily negotiated in the first 5 years. But I'm not so sure that the economies of scale have been taken into consideration in years 6 through 10. So there's a cancellation for convenience clause in the contract at the end of 5 years, which you would really start working on in 36 months if that was the case, because it'll take 2 years to change this ship if we decide that the provider is not keeping up with what we think the industry standards are. So I just want the board to know that what we're really signing up for is to make sure that the contractor continues to give us the services they provide at reasonable prices into the future. And though it's a 10-year contract, that we have for convenience, the right to cancel at the end of 60 months with proper notice. And any time after that, for any period of time within the second five-year period. So appreciate your consideration, and I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Chairman Booth, may I?
Of course.
Just a question. I understand the five-year term, if you will. What's the prompt for the evaluation at the end of those 5 years, or at the end of the 3 years leading up to the 5 years? What's the prompt for us to reconsider that?
I don't know. As Ms. Booten clearly said, she's in the discovery phase of this thing. And in September, I guess we're going to be approached with some money for personnel, or maybe not. The problem that this contract is, it's all based on written premium. Well, if the company shrinks, it's a whole different item. The other thing that I was very concerned about, which is why I started paying somewhat of attention to this contract, was that I'm the least sophisticated technology guy on this meeting. I'm sure of that. Okay. But I do read a lot. And to me, to ignore the fact that AI is going to have a significant impact on how things are run, and those things should come into fruition in the next 24 to 48 months, I didn't want to have a contract that tied us in if somebody invented a better mousetrap and it's significantly less money. Okay. So the complications that we have, you, Mr. Telemarco, are actually probably as well versus anybody else on this board to understand the services these people are providing. I, on the other hand, am not. But I'd like to discuss that at the September meeting. I'll set aside 30 minutes for that, because I'd like to get all the board members better educated. This is a big contract for a lot of money, and we have a bunch of these. And if the company is supposed to be the smallest company in the state of Florida, then we have to make sure we address them correctly. I don't know if I answered your question or not, Mr. Telemarco.
I think so. I think what I'm hearing you say, and I totally agree with every comment that you've made, but what I'm hearing you say is that in September, we'll have more information to evaluate. And I presume that at that point, there'll be some sort of a schedule for us to evaluate again at the end of 3 years, maybe 4 years, leading up to the 5 years.
Yeah, I think that's what I would recommend that the board discuss, and then provide certain direction to the staff so that this, what we don't want for this board or any future boards is big contracts. Not for any nefarious reason, but they sneak up on you. And then all of a sudden you're at a deadline. And I don't like that deadline with a 90-day, gun to my head, especially in this particular contract. From what I've been advised is that it's the amount of information, if we were to transfer these services to another provider, is cumbersome and has its complexities. So you'd have to start planning somewhere between 12 and 24 months from that expiration. And that's why it's important. I think your comment is timely, that in September we say, okay, board, we want a policy that says we're going to review where we are in 36 months on this issue in case we start seeing problems or better things out there that will serve the citizens of Florida and the policyholders of Citizens Insurance.
If I might add, this is Kelly for the record, I said September and changed it to December as I was talking, because I knew the discovery phase ran September to December. So December is more likely to have been through that discovery part of it. And also we will report on this through the ISAC regularly. We can report on it every committee meeting, the progress on this, and stay ahead of it. I went through this for many, many years. The first time we implemented Guidewire and reported on it at every board meeting. So we'll do that. We'll have toll gates, report outs, whatever it is you want to feel comfortable, and that we're ahead of this and making the right decisions looking forward.
Okay. Any further questions from the board members or from staff, any comments that Mr. Cereal, you inclined to make, or are we good to vote on?
No, I think Ms. Booten did an excellent job, Mr. Chair. Just, you know, there are benchmarks built in, and Governor Lesnoff had a lot of great questions about that. So there are already going to be benchmarks that Kelly and her team can report on. So and that's why I have a strong comfort level, especially as you pointed out, Chair, a big concern with are we making sure that we're keeping up with the developing technology? We will have those opportunities, and we will keep this board apprised.
So I think we had a motion and a second.
Can I read the motion?
Oh, that's right. Or Barbara will get me in trouble.
I was trying to help her.
You don't want that, Mr. Chairman.
No, I don't. I really don't.
All right. Citizen staff recommends that the Board of Governors authorize the contract with Guidewire Software for an initial term of 10 years and an initial term amount not to exceed $66,283,867 as set forth in this action item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with the action item.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, we already did this? I don't know. Well, we'll do it a third time. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Is there any nays? No, motion carries unanimously. This, I think, concludes our meeting, right?
Yes, sir.
Somebody motion to adjourn, and we'll everybody enjoy their nice hot summer, and I'll see you in September.
So moved.
So moved.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.